KBOC is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOC.
Award-winning cowboy poet Mike Dunn learned the life of a cowboy as a boy on his grandfather's ranch along the east side of the Whetstone Mountains southwest of Benson. Mike embodies the paradox of many of today's cowboy poets. While still maintaining his portion of the family ranch, he lives in Mesa, where he works at Boeing as an engineer. And even though there are fewer working ranches these days than there were at the time of statehood, Mike believes the values exemplified by the cowboys have continued meaning and relevance for modern Arizonans.
It seems like country folks are always telling stories. My granddad always had a story. My Uncle Jack, who still lives on the Upper Place, always has a story. Wonderful. You'd sit and listen to him for hours. And the poetry kind of evolved out of that storytelling.
The view is vast from the middle rim. Dismounted, he gazes across the land. The same land more than a century before. In settling, his family had taken a hand.
I enjoyed rhyming words, and I thought it was funny, and people around me did too.
Three mama cows and earmarked calves graze upon the offside ridge. Quarter mile on, a doe and fawn are near its upper edge.
It brings to mind heritage. As I share that story and I paint the picture with words, that's me, and that's how I think about it. When I talk about my granddad's ranch, that's his ranch.
The rim's edge is a rugged ride, checking for the last of the strays. But the trail is so, once started down, they'll pretty much find their own way.
A lot of the stories are combined, and you have to do that when you write. You'll take a number of instances and put it all into a story just to keep things as brief as you can and clear.
And it's no chore. It's a welcome ride. One he's done time and again. When first he rode along that ridge, he had not yet reached 10.
It's still episodes in our life, either through a story that somebody told me that Grandma was great, Grandma Poe, she was great at telling stories, and I can see those as clear as when she told me the first time.
The age his kids are now far beyond, which gives him cause to pause in awe of how life's played out and how it continues on.
For the cowboy that's writing cowboy poetry, it really hasn't changed much. Around Christmas time, you'll hear the sheepherder's prayer. And it could have been written 10 years ago, but it's over 100 years old. Now, on the other hand, there are people out there that call themselves cowboy poets, and they really have never set a saddle, and they really don't understand it, and they think if they say buckaroo enough and cuss a little bit, that's what the cowboy is, and that's really not where it's at.
His horse stands quiet as stars appear. The cowboy lingers longer, immersed in thought of past and present. It's the cowboy's time to ponder.
I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial project, funded in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. If you'd like to hear more of Mike's poetry, visit kbaq.org.